Chow Cafe is a new name for the restaurant at 5052 Victoria Drive, but it's a name with a lot of history. The new Vietnamese restaurant has replaced the vegan spot Chow Veggie Express, though Chow Cafe is more of a continuation. Owner and chef Maria Nguyen tells VIA that's because her family also owned Chow Veggie there and at other locations over the past several years. While the Granville Island location of the former Chow Veggie Express is still being revamped, the Victoria Drive location is open now with a few noteworthy changes, including the name, which has a lot of meaning for the Nguyen family. Chow restaurants in Vancouver over the years. My mom and my dad escaped Vietnam after the Vietnam War and ended up on an island in Indonesia, Nguyen tells VIA. They lived there for 2 years, and they opened up a coffee and congee house in the refugee camp called Cafe Chow. The original Chow restaurant, Cafe Chow, opened in 1978. A couple of years later, the family moved to Canada, eventually settling in Vancouver. It was in the Strathcona neighborhood that Nguyen's mom, Chow, started making and selling meatballs. The meatballs became so popular that the Nguyens opened a deli in the neighborhood. We actually were the first Vietnamese deli that supplied all the restaurants and grocery stores in Chinatown, says Nguyen. Over the years, the family were serial entrepreneurs. They sold the deli and started a series of other restaurants that they sold along the way, with names like Bao Chow or My Chow. Nguyen had her own place, Chow Kitchen and Bar, on Robson Street for a while. We just opened up all these random restaurants and then sold them off. So our background is more than just Chow Veggie, explains Nguyen. Most recently, the family ran Chow Veggie Express on Victoria and inside the Granville Island Public Market for more than a dozen years. Those restaurants closed at the end of 2024. Transitioning from Chow Veggie to Chow Cafe. Following her father's death, Nguyen felt it might be time for another change. The change involved, fittingly, meatballs. I was with my kids and my mom, and she was sharing all these stories about the meatball itself, about her experience in Indonesia, and how she and my dad always wished to go back to pray. Nguyen and her mom made the journey to revisit the refugee camp. It is in a remote part of Indonesia, and while travel wasn't easy and they came back exhausted, the trip helped them find direction. We knew we were closing the restaurants, and that we needed to close the chapter with Chow Veggie entirely, says Nguyen. It took us having to go on this trip to think about how we wanted to make a living, and also express ourselves. The new Chow Cafe. They ended up evolving the idea of Chow Veggie, keeping much of the plant-based menu, but also adding some dishes with ethically sourced meat. Making dishes simple and healthy was also an important factor, Nguyen says. The chef says she and her mom fight over the recipes all the time, mainly because Nguyen prefers a less is more approach. We're trying to still make it tasty, but we want to make it healthier. She notes that Chow is a place where her family eats, including her children, and she wants to feel good about what they're eating. For now, Chow Cafe is continuing to evolve with the Nguyen spending time in the kitchen, working out dishes. We're trying to find that happy medium right now, says Nguyen. At the same time, Chow Cafe is also an expression of the family, though Nguyen admits it's fun and scary to be that vulnerable. I wanted it to be an open canvas of, this is who we are, Nguyen says. This is our story. Fork and knife with plate. Find more delicious Metro Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome on TikTok and Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter mailbox delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.